Blog Talk Radio.
I actually remembered what day is. That is surprising me. I pushed down for an hour tonight because I'm tired. I did not get any sleep last night, so you are talking to a very delirious person right now. And so be nice to me, people. The caller number is 347-850-8721. And hi, everyone in this album. Hey, Brandy. Hey, Dallas. Hey, Red. Hey, Silo. You know, you guys can call in. I won't bite. I promise I won't bite. Okay, you guys, we need to talk about this. So I moved myself for another night, because Silas and I are going head-to-head with each other. And, you know, I just want your opinion. Facebook me, Twitter me, whatever. I'm going to let the first call on. 773, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, this is August Fresh.
Oh, my gosh. I am so glad you called in. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Carly. How you doing?
I'm tired. I stayed up way too late last night, you guys. I was getting caught up with General Hospital, except for the Friday episode, because I don't watch Friday episodes because I don't like cliffhangers. But you know what, you guys? I feel Lazon is coming. I feel it so deeply in my soul. And so no one argue with me over that point tonight because I'm tired. And people know when Carly's tired, it's not a good thing. Ask anyone. Oh, we have another call. Hey, Block Caller, do you want on the air or do you want to listen? Hello?
Okay, the Carly, I'm still here.
I know. Hello? I will. Oh.
Hello?
516, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi. You called on time.
But I was sleeping earlier, so I might not last very long for the show because I'm, like, tired.
I made it for an hour because I fell asleep recently, too. So,
I remember you said to me that when I go home, you'll probably fall asleep. Remember when you said I probably fall asleep when I got home?
Yep.
You were right.
Yep.
As soon as I watched turn the TV on, my head hit the pillow and I fell asleep.
Okay,
so.
I just want to see if, Block Caller, do you want to be on the air with us? It will be fun. Hello? Block Caller. Hello. Okay, well, you know why we are not getting that many calls? I'm so happy August you called. So, August, do you feel more positively about Lazon and everything, or are you feeling negative, or are you feeling really positive? Because I'm feeling...
Who is that question directed to?
August.
God, I don't know if I'm supposed to turn here or not. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay, now, what are you doing?
I'm in my car. I had to go somewhere, so I'm like, and I wasn't sure if I could turn at that light. Oh, God. Okay.
Well, don't worry. So, August, what do you think? Are you feeling positive?
Don't worry. As she said, is a crash coming? I'm kidding.
That's it. Okay, you know what? If you die, I am fucked over.
Okay.
If you die, I will be in Sadie Book, you guys. So, if Cherry crashes the call, just come and find me at Sadie Book because that's where I would be. August.
Go ahead. Say,
August. So, what are you feeling? Are you feeling positive? Are you feeling hopeful? Or are you feeling...
I feel like I'm 75-25. I'm 75 positive and I'm 25 negative. I'm 75 because, you know, I've been on the Twitter, you know, and I've been reading, I guess, insiders that... say, sort of send me things and say, yeah, they're coming and everything. So, we'll see.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm glad you're feeling this.
Right. I mean, I don't know for certain, but as far as I'm concerned, I've waited this long, so there it is.
Might as well wait. I know, might as well wait 10 more years. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, that is not funny. That is not even fun.
I know. Waiting this long. What's a little bit longer? I guess we can wait. We waited a decade. What's another few? Whatever.
Oh, hey, you guys, we are getting phone calls. Yay! Okay, 347. Did you want?
Maybe because I came on, huh? I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
347. You're on the air with us. 347. Okay, apparently 347 doesn't want to talk to me, even though I'm very cute and very nice. Black Hole, okay, Black Hole, do you want on my air tonight? Okay, if you do, press 1. So, people in the chat room, talk to us. What are you feeling? Because, you know, I'm feeling positive. Hi, Ruby. Ruby, call. Ruby, dial the number. Call 1-347-850-8721. Hey, you only got me for an hour tonight. You guys, you should be lucky.
Yeah.
Not a good choice of words. So is everyone missing all my children like I am? Because I'm missing Greenlee and Kendu and Zach and Erica now, and
I gotta say that having Jack tell Erica the hell off, that was the best part of that show.
Okay, well, I can see your point because, you know, Erica has been bad.
He's selfish. The fact that when he said, I've waited for you for 24 years, and she pulls this type of shit, I loved it.
Yeah.
He told her to go straight to hell, and that's what I was waiting for. You know, if there are times
yep.
when I like Erica, there are times when I don't, and I got to say that they did an excellent job with that.
True. Yeah, you know, I mean, if they were not going to put Zach and Erica in game, I really wanted Crystal and Zach to be together. I thought they had, I loved Erica, I mean, Zach and Crystal, I thought they were great. I would say one with them more. Hi, Lone Star Mama, Colin. Okay, I'm just feeling that, you know, I have some very sad news for you people. Well, not really sad, I'm gloating. But did you guys know JCM Radio had their last show, like, Thursday?
Really?
Oh.
Now that makes me go,
Doesn't it? Okay, good.
Wait a minute, think about it. Now their storyline, you know, they've gotten married and everything, is just heated up. Why is
mm-hmm.
they doing this show?
Like, I know, for 4-3, you on the air, is this Candace?
Yes, it is. If their storyline is getting so popular now, why are they suddenly dating? Why is she
right.
So, Candace, I am very happy that you are here.
I know.
I was going to be really sad if you weren't coming tonight. I was going to be very brokenhearted.
Well, just remember, this is my she would have been really brokenhearted if I hadn't called in at all. I totally was sleeping for an hour.
Yeah,
I said I will forgive you eventually.
Eventually.
Yes. You guys, I'm just wired and 6:49. Do you want me to be on the air or not? 6:49.
No.
What?
No. I was saying something. Sorry, I was talking to myself.
Okay, talking to yourself is not. Okay, Black Code. Do you want to be on?
This is Ashley.
I'm in Target what? Right now. Sorry.
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, hi. Who's this? It's Ashley. Ashley. Oh, okay. Fine.
Yeah,
I'm
tall.
When you say, okay, people say that you're going to call them the owl, ends up in no, so I'm just. Actually, I'm just in a really good mood, so don't destroy my mood. And, you know, I'm...
Well, basically, all I have on the whole liaison thing is that Sam gets pregnant, but it's not Jason, and Franco could very well be AJ.
Okay, you know what?
Really? Wait a minute.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
No,
and I've actually seen that for a while. Do you remember when he first met Carly and Jocelyn at the, the Christmas tree lot?
I remember that, but I...
From him?
I do not want that. Oh, I do not want that. I'm so sorry.
You know what? I don't believe that will happen.
Why do you think that he's so interested in Jason?
Jason.
No. Because he's a psycho.
Other duh.
He's a psycho.
No, I'm so
upset.
Okay, that makes sense because why is he so obsessed with, and not only that, but with Frank.
He's not.
He's so such
I think it's more along the line that he's obsessed with Sam, not Jason.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, and you know what? I just want to see the end for that couple that does not have any talent, who they need to end very good because they are giving me a splitty headache. And Sam does end because Sam has a secret, and I hear that it's that she knows Jake is alive.
Wait, who's this? Wait. Who's this talking?
It's Ashley.
Oh, well, see, I have, like, everyone on, so it's, you know what,
I hear that Sam has known for a while that Jake was alive and that Spinelli knows as well, that Sam knows.
Okay, you know what, don't do that to me, okay? Do not do that to me, that my husband has known where Jake is all this long. No, I can't listen to that. I cannot help
Spinelli. Well, Spinelli knowing where Jake is thing, but I definitely do believe that Sam knows something.
Oh, I will go with the little hole. Now, the best knowing where Jake is, but if my husband had anything to do with it, I'm going to go to ABC Studios, and it will not be a pretty day for people down there, because
Spinelli was going to be doing something dark. They said Spinelli was going to tap into his dark side.
Okay. You know, that's my husband, you guys, okay?
What if this is a prediction? Remember I said there was going to be a huge event?
Yeah, there is something to do with
Spinelli
and...
Oh, God, I need a drink. I really need a fucking drink. And they're actually not doing it.
That's just not even the whole AJ thing, no.
The only reason that I believe the whole AJ thing is because it's believable. It is, but I don't know if I necessarily believe that it's possible that he's alive.
Well, you know, unless Dr. David came to General... Okay, I'm being funny, okay?
There is a new doctor, but he will not be involved with Liz. He will be her therapist.
Her therapist.
Yes, because she's finally given with the fact that she blames herself for Jake's death.
You know what, but you know what, Liz, get over yourself, your son's alive, go find your baby daddy and get him away from this bitch. And
I totally
agree
about that. I'm sick of just J-Sam, aren't you guys?
Yes.
You know what, Ashley, I love you.
I feel like slitting my throat. That's how sick of them I am.
Okay. No slitting.
My wrist or something.
Okay, no talk about splitting your throat, you guys, because I will miss you if you died.
Sick of them.
Yeah. But...
Well, the other thing is, have you guys heard that Athena is definitely a go?
Who is?
Athena, Ethan and Christina are definitely a go. I've actually heard that it's going to happen sooner rather than later, and it actually happens before the end of the year.
Well, you know what, Ashley, if you are right on that, I will hug you or whatever, because I want Ethan, whatever we are calling you. Does this mean you cannot call on Friday night? Because you're going to meet someone else.
Okay, don't hold me to it, but if I have time to sneak away from the event, I will definitely go ahead and do it.
Okay, you guys, I've been thinking this random call.
I want to say this. I'm going to be a little drunk, so don't mind me.
Oh, God, call in. Call in, because I need to have a drunk person call my show. I need someone to call from a phone. You, that is on my bucket list for this show. I need a drunk.
Well, don't get too excited about this. Lucky may not really be lucky.
Who may be Ronan. Seriously.
I
think.
And they've actually been dropping clues about that for a while now.
Told you, Carly.
I really don't want that, though, because I really love JJ as Lucky.
Well, I was lucky to take a flying leap
off the balcony or whatever. Oh, I cannot stand that selfish bastard. Thank you. I feel bad. Oh, and you guys don't think mean of me, but when I saw the Dante scenes and when he was injured, I was clapping. I know that's bad, but I was, you know, having all my aggression, and I'm like, die, 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 and he didn't die. So
I know something that you don't about all that.
I mean, I don't want Dante to die. I like Dante. I mean, I do. He's,
I
we don't
like
any strong
moral. They need to redeem him in my eyes. They need to redeem him some way, somehow, because I felt like when he came on the show, and this is a general hospital thing, he was a strong character, and he had a hatred towards Sonny for all the right reasons. Then it's like, oh, Daddy, I miss you. I love you. All this
First of all, I agree with that. But here's the problem. They never hold Sonny accountable.
What? Bye. Who are you saying? Who says bye?
Who's that?
What?
Ashley.
Aww.
Oh, that's weird. Okay. Christy from Late Night Radio is on the line, people.
Oh, hello.
So how are you feeling? Christy?
Hello?
Christy's ignoring me. So Candace,
Charlie?
So
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you want me to, because the event Saturday, and it's gonna have your girl from One Life to Live In, Melissa Archer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. I'm going to track these people down, like, because there's an event Friday, too. So I'm just giving you a heads up. If I call in and I'll be like, woo, and all that stuff, don't pay attention.
You know what? Well, you know what? Like I said, this show needs a drunk thing because people need to be drunk. You know what? I'm not telling young kids to get drunk, okay? I pray Sophia and Annabelle are not listening to me because their aunt is not a good role model tonight, but I think
that there should be a drunk person on the show.
Hmm.
Well, so I'm going to be that loud, obnoxious drunk girl on the show.
I don't need alcohol.
So...
Oh,
okay.
Maybe.
Wait, Carly, do I get an award for this? Because if I really do, you know, drink tequila and stuff on Friday, not saying
yes.
that I am, but if do I get an award for being the one to call in who also called in from the ER room? That should be a
exactly. Moment. You know what? Because I've shared this theory with a lot of people lately, and I want my show to be the crazy, the out there crazy fun little shows, and I just want to have drunk people calling, but they have to be nice to me.
I just want to say to everybody in the chat room, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But Carly's making me drink. So,
well,
you know, I'm going to drink in honor of Jason and Liz and Jake.
Talk enough for me. Get some Patron. That's the good stuff.
You want Patron? All right. I'll put myself up to that. I'll take drink requests right now. I'll do it.
I'm okay. Tequila.
Take it down. Yeah.
Oh, Christy, you're on the air with us too.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Oh my gosh. When
you
before
you could hear me, and I was like, I'm not ignoring you.
Well, you better not be because, yeah.
But
guys,
send
Christy.
Okay.
Send Christy the love. You guys, she's not been feeling good. And Christy hates being sick. And
Well,
I won't tell
long. I've been sick for like 3 weeks, so when I passed a week of being sick, I'm like, seriously? Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, is it a stomach virus? Is it the flu? Or is it?
It's a sore, dry throat and nasal congestion. And vomiting, lots of vomiting. Some vomiting over the last few days. I haven't been able to keep my food down, so.
Well, yeah, and I was on the phone with her when one of those incidents happened. I feel really sorry for her. And
oh,
so,
horrible. Excuse me, Carly.
Yes.
I want to say thank you for your well wish about my dad. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's getting better. He's getting better. Yeah.
So well, I mean, it's always one step at a time, and, you know, I mean, my grandma had that little house skill a month ago, so I kind of know what it feels like and what was like. You guys, I don't know if everyone's been here the whole time, but, you know, just having Dave Sam Radio, and is this, like, I don't know, I know I should not be,
I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, Carly.
No, I know.
When I was supposed to come out of your mouth, you're going to get hate for that.
But I have Christy, who will defend my honor in every little thing I'm about to say, because she has to. But what I found out Dave Sam Radio was ending, I'm not allowed to jump on my bed anymore because I've sprained the same ankle 4 times. So I couldn't do that, so I was really, really, really happy. And so I'm like, I'm happy because, you know what? Christine and my soul and Silas's souls and the Ram are on the only soul people should be going to. You know, I mean, they don't need to be going.
Look.
Well, there are some other great shows out there, actually.
Well, I know, but, you know.
I'm not talking about JSAM Radio, and I still don't quite know the reason why that ended. I just know that Deb is moving on for some reason. I have a reason. I think it's personal reasons or something. But I mean, I don't want us to discredit any other great shows that are out there.
Well, okay, I'm not trying to discredit, so I'm just saying if you have a lousy night, you guys, and you are in a busy mood, just call up my soul, and I can look at you in a really busy mood about something. Oh, I can totally make you in. Okay, why did Terry dropped?
Huh? I said I just I mean they've got a hot, you know, storyline or whatever, well, what they think is hot, which is boring as hell. But anyway, and then you just end the show. Why not have someone
personal
else fan do the show? So that's odd to me. I mean, I hope it's nothing like personal or terrible or anything.
Oh yeah, I mean,
but
I don't want to. You know, I don't wish it about stuff.
I'm kind of confused why she, like, defended it. In, like, the middle of the week, too. Like, she didn't even wait to have the last show on a Friday or anything. She had it on a Thursday. She originally was going to have it on a Wednesday. And it's like, that couple still have at least probably another, you know, month or two to go before I'm sure they're finito. And, because I'm sure by the end of the year they're going to be done. They have to be. You know, it's kind of weird that out of nowhere she wouldn't pass on the torch to anybody else, like,
exactly.
You know, a friend or something.
Exactly. That's weird. And so to me, that seems
strange.
Terry will be back, but maybe she dropped her phone again. She's been dropping her phone lately. But no, when I heard about it, I'm like, wait, you have this fan base stuff and you just want to cancel it in the middle of the week. Like Christy and I were talking about, if she did not want to do Laser Radio anymore, and by the way, she still does, people, she would, you know, pass the toast of me, oh, like someone else but me.
Someone else who knows how to do the switchboard, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and
something is rotten in the state of J-Sam, and it's sure as hell not, you know, what's going on.
And
yeah,
you know what, I just want
to
say,
okay, those things are way too perfect with them right now to be, like, going so well.
I know.
Like,
and you know what, and what, okay, Candace, I know you've been watching soaps for a very long time, too. Has anyone been on a honeymoon for a whole gosh darn month of honeymoon? Come on. In any soap history, think about, no one's been on their honeymoon.
I mean, whew, let's see. Hold on. The longest honeymoon. No, that was a week. No, that was 2 days,
yeah.
Right?
This is so, like,
I'd say, like, no longer than a week, right?
Wait,
no longer than a week.
Are you supposed to ask me, like, general hospital honeymoons? Because they last more than 2 weeks sometimes, depending on the couple. Then if it's a couple, but this is how I figure. If the honeymoon is more than 2 weeks, that means that couple is going to be divorcing soon. And I found that out. I was thinking about that. I'm like, Sonny and Brenda was on a honeymoon for a while. And look what happened. I gotta say, that worldly screwed. I mean, if I was a Sonny and Brenda fan, which I kind of am, I would be worldly pissed off with the way they did that.
That's how I felt. But then again, I kind of understood. I was like, you know what? They are going to get their happy ending, but because Vanessa and Ingo was going to leave, I was like, they're going to make both fan base is happy a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have, you know, just like the two Todds. You know all hell was going to break loose when they was going to say, okay, this Todd is the real Todd. Oh, wait.
Okay. You guys, I do have a question about One Life to Live because today here, I don't know if you guys heard, but Amanda Knox got freed. I think that's the word.
Yeah, but
you guys... See, it's from Seattle, so it broke into every gosh darn damn soap in the whole wide world. I mean, this broke into, you know, B&B and One Life and Dade, so I'm recording the soap net within a 9, but did anything happen with Irene? Because I saw her for a moment.
She's dead.
Quote unquote. Okay, because I was just wondering, because I read in a magazine that her time was coming near, and, you know, I thought it was really cool. I mean, not cool, but 260 on the air.
Hi, it's Chrissy from Reluctant Heart.
Oh, you know what? I love your website. I was looking at a mode today because I feel like Christina and Ethan are coming. It's going to probably be really, really soon, I feel. And, you know, and I did some homework for you this weekend, and I tuned every table, and I don't think we ever have to worry about Lexi. That is just my thought. In my opinion, and Tio's back on the line too. What happened, Tio?
Sorry, my Bluetooth got disconnected and I didn't know. I accidentally hung up. So
that's funny. 773, you're on the air too.
Hi, Carly. This is Alva.
Hi, who's this?
Alva.
Oh, hi,
Alva.
I got into you guys. I was like, oh, let me call. So I thought the end of the conversation when she was saying that if the honeymoon is longer than 2 weeks, that the marriage is over.
Yeah.
Well, you know what the thing is? I was thinking about all the soap operas I watched over the years. And when they got to the honeymoon stage, I don't remember a honeymoon lasting a month. So that's why I was bringing my girl Candace on with the conversation, because she's been watching it soaps as long as I have, and so has Terry. And
I
so
think I was made while they were watching soaps. I really did. My mom and dad was probably watching the soaps, and they got it on and made me.
She'll say that. I don't joke about it, but
Okay, go ahead. Told you.
Well, I mean, okay, I mean, if you guys really think, okay, my dad and I look nothing alike, and Terry can attest to this. And I go to him one day. I was, like, 17 playing around with him. And I'm like, Dad, am I the product of the milkman?
You guys are so funny. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
My mother asked her, am I the mailman? Am I the mailman?
Because we look nothing alike. I mean, it's we look nothing alike, and it's, well, okay, it's kind of funny, people, if you think about it, but people in the room think Christina might go to college or something. I think if Christina goes to college, she will probably go to PCU. You know, I cannot.
Well, I have a feeling that Sunny's going to try to buy her way into Yale. I think it was spoiled on the 13th coming up that she gets some startling news or something. So my guess is that that's what they're going to do. I don't know if that she'll go.
Yeah.
But I think that it'll probably hopefully backfire in his face.
Don't get me wrong. I love Sunny. I don't love everything he does. But Sunny, you got to stop fucking, sorry, guys, sorry, Chris, I know you're younger than us, but you got to stop messing with his kids' life. Let his kids be in love with whoever they want, and let Ethan and Christina happen, because, Sonny, you're going to be in love with Luke.
Awesome.
You know?
That's the show. He can't be wrong.
Well, they have such amazing chemistry, Nathan and Lexi do, and that's part of it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the main thing. Because even if they, the thing is when you see a couple like Ethan and Christina on screen and the chemistry, that is something that's between the actors. It's not something that you write. And so, you know, and that's what, you know, and it's been torture not seeing them on. It's just, it's been so long since they've been on together, really. And, I mean, what, we got 35 seconds on, like, the 23rd or something like that. And now, you know, there was a spoiler on General Hospital happenings that I saw today, but I don't know whether or not it's true or not, but said something that Ethan shows Chrissy a good time. So I don't know what that means or when that will be or if that's true or not.
But I think, but what I gather, see the awful movie for 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know the movie. But then once it gets back, I think they are going to start a couple with, you know, needs to be. And I think Ethan...
You know what?
Yeah.
To be very honest, if anybody has a favorite scene with Ethan and Christina, I know it's... my favorite, I don't know if I should call it a favorite, but I like when he picked her up when he found her. He just carried her out of the house.
That was so cute. Oh, my gosh.
That was, like, I love that. And that was when I really fell in love with them, when he did that, when he just...
Oh, I know. Well, and then, you know, some people are like, oh, well, he should have never given her for, you know, blaming him. But I can totally understand where she was coming from. She thought somebody was going to kill him. You know?
Yeah.
Ethan is just a great guy, you know, as far as, like, he doesn't just judge people, you know, and he forgives very easily, and that's a great quality, and that's one of the reasons that I love the character, you know, because of that. So, you know, it's been torture just waiting around to see what's going to happen next here.
I
know.
I see.
Torture waiting for Liz and Jason, and it's torture waiting for Ethan and Christina to get together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do see Ethan and Jason are similar in a lot of ways. I mean, okay, in my opinion, I do think Ethan and Ifania, well, they need to be together because they have this chemistry that you don't find every day. And I think it would be a juicy story to tell Quinto / Cassadine with a Spencer. And, you know, and I just think that they have to do this. They have to because you're not going to find chemistry with anyone else, people. And stop putting Ethan with, you know, stupid Abby or,
That's kind of like how I think that they were wanting to get rid of Becky because she has such chemistry with Jason.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why, you know, because they would have to be put together, you know, in a team together anyway because they're parents and... Yeah,
right.
I guess maybe they thought maybe it's getting rid of her. They wouldn't have to even try to put them in scenes together at all.
Right. You know, and Christina is a Cassadine, and so, you know, they really have an opportunity here. And if they don't take it, then they're really, you know,
they're really screwed up because.
I think the problem is that they spend too much time focusing on Christina being a Corinthos instead of a Cassadine.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. They forget because the writing Helena, she should be after Christina. Like, I mean, Alexis's bastard child. Can you imagine what that would be? That storyline, it would be amazing. And then
you
bring Ethan into it. It would be awesome. I don't know why they haven't done that. It's kind of frustrating.
They spend too much time on Sunny's kids. I never wanted to confront those plants. I swear to God, I never wanted that. Because now it's like tumbleweed. It's like everywhere. It's like they just grow. Here's another Corinthos kid. It's like they're the plague or something.
You know what? I love Christina. You know, so that in itself, yeah. For me, I think, you know, I'm so sick of people saying, oh, Christina is exactly like Sam. I don't see that at all. I will never see that.
Well, I see
me
it a little
either.
Bit.
They forget where Sam came from. That doesn't make any sense to me at all whatsoever, you know. But they haven't really given her a defining moment, really, as far as, you know, Christina is A, B, C, and D, you know, because it's all been these growing pains, and it's all been about Sonny, and it's all been about, you know, his reaction, you know, to Ethan, which has been insane. I think
that's a very hypocritical thing on Sonny's part, really, because, you know, no one was telling him, you know, stay away from Brenda. There was a big age difference between Sonny and Brenda. And for Sonny to try and sue Ethan out of the hospital room, last week pissed me off. And I'm glad Alexis, you know, said, Sonny, you're going outside with me now. And I'm glad Alexis is letting her daughter make, you know, some decisions for herself. Alexis, you can tell your other daughter not to marry a mobster because he doesn't belong with Sam. But let Christina and Ethan evolve. They're the great storyline, and they're the best chemistry in the whole wide world. And
they do. I mean, if you see the other clips of when he was with, what's her name, Rebecca, when he first came, what was it? It was with Rebecca and then, of course, Maya.
Oh, yes.
I didn't see it as much as I do.
I never saw it.
They have a chance to do an epic romance, really, between a Spencer and a Cassadine, and they're just totally missing the ball. It's so frustrating to watch, you know.
A lot of things. Just, like, they don't want to address the fact that Sonny has, like, in my opinion, like, this pedophilic nature to him. Because why is it that most of his women are younger than him? Can anybody address that? And then he's got this...
Wait, yes. Yes, I can. Yes, wait. Alexis is about the same age as Sunny.
No. Alexis is the only one that's probably Sunny's age. Karen Wexler. I mean, Brenda, go through it. Go through the line, and they're all younger than him. Can someone address it?
I'm okay.
Lily was around his age.
What?
Who was it, Lily? No.
Yep.
Lily was around his age.
I remember.
And you have Carly.
Oh, and she's younger than him. They are
younger than Carly. Yes. Younger than Carly. Because I remember there was a scene when she said that. Then there was
Kate.
Hannah. What, Hannah?
Kate.
Remember him? Kate.
Mm-hmm. Another one. Reese.
Yeah, Reese. But they still love him.
Oh, okay.
I just think that the whole thing is that's where his obsession with Ethan comes from.
Brenda.
Older than Christina, and he doesn't trust him, and it's like, oh, okay, you're like me.
No,
that I can understand maybe that thinking maybe a little bit, but I mean, if it was Johnny and Christina, that would be, I could totally see him having a meltdown with that, because that age difference is the same as between Brenda and Sunny, you know, but for 6 years, and actually, I mean, the actor is only, Nathan's only 23, so I don't see, and she's almost 19, so I don't see the big deal with that,
if you remember
Nicholas and Emily when they were when she was young. She was 17.
Yeah, Amber was
when she had the hots for Nick and was hanging out. Remember before when Amber Tamblyn was in that role, and then they brought back Natalia Livingston in that role, and it worked. They just got lucky, but I'm saying they were young, and there was a big difference.
Yeah.
There was a huge age difference Nobody
could
know. Okay,
one at a time.
I mean, Amber, she looked like a kid, which is why it would have never worked, which is why they didn't go there in the first place. She still looks like a child, and she's like 30 or something. So
mm-hmm.
I
what
did you say, Carla?
No, I was agreeing. I mean, because, you know, but the thing is, people, you know, and by the way, I wanted to just say something about Days of Our Life, that last week's show was so good. Bringing back Kelly and Austin and John and Marlena, you know, Zach needs to go away because I love Daniel and Jennifer.
I love Zach.
I used to watch Days of Our Lives in the heyday when Bo and Hope were like, I was like so young, but I loved Bo and I was so in love with Peter Reckle, but I remember watching Bo and Hope and just, you know, that's sort of how I was seeing Ethan and Christina in a way, you know, kind of the old, because he was older too. He was like 25 and she was 18, you know. He was back from the Merchant Marines and she was a princess. I mean, it's like, you know, it's the same thing. And that just worked so well because they made Hope actually be an adult. And that's the difference.
Yep.
The difference between what they've been doing with Lexi's character and, you know, like, you know, vintage, so classic is, you know, Hope. I mean, she was 17 when she met Bo. You know, he came back in town. And then, you know, then she turns 18. She got her money from the parents' estate or whatever it was.
Yep.
And they made her an adult. They got her, they had her in a career. They gave her a direction. And that's kind of what the problem is, too. They don't have, like, even Ethan. I mean, he has no direction. He's wandering around Windermere. I mean, I love that he was on for 4 days last week. But I'm saying he hasn't had a real direction. They kind of have wasted him in that sense. And they haven't really given Christina a direction either. And that kind of makes a difference, you know?
You know, but
remember what family this is. This is the Spencers. They are all A.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay, Candace?
Yes.
Before you say that, before you even go there, remember, Carly is expensive, so you're walking a very fine line, You can say whatever you want about Lulu. You can say whatever you want about Lucky, but, okay.
I didn't say
I will respect that because you are the host of the show. But if she gets, when Carly gets on Elizabeth, then she is fair game to be destroyed.
Oh, wait, I agree with you. I agree that Carly needs to be really, really nice to Elizabeth. I agree with you there. She can, you know, kill Sam for all I care, but she needs to be really nice to Elizabeth, and I agree with you there. But, you know, if we are talking about the Spencers not having any jobs, okay. But at the same time, Ethan sort of has a job. He's looking for Johnny. And he's a bartender at, I just think, Carly is going to follow Sunny and Sam to Hawaii. Okay. If this is true, my girl, I love you, Carly. Go follow them and go slap the hell out of Sam. That's just my opinion. I just think that, you know, we got to call the comment line more, you guys, and tell people, tell Gavin what we want. We want Laysa back. We want Ethan Christina back. We are not asking a lot. We want the new Kate character to go away because she's not doing anything for me.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing, too, guys, is that, you know, GH, they say they want people to watch, and so they're trying not to give us many spoilers and this and that. But if we watch and we don't see anything that we want to see, what is the point? I mean, that is very frustrating because there is a huge amount of people, especially for Ethan and Christina and for Nathan and Lexi. I mean, there are a ton of fans out there that have been, you know, showing force in the last couple of weeks here. But if we're not gonna be able to, you know, see who we want, then why are we tuning in? You know, if it's just gonna be the whatever we decide show, you know. I mean,
you know what?
Give the fans what they want.
I feel like things are changing. I feel like, we have to get through October. And I believe November is going to be a November to remember. And we have to sit down, buckle our seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but in the end, I believe it's going to be good. And, you know, and we need to call the comment line, Mo. And for Ethan and Christina and Jason and Liz. And, you know, yep.
Well,
I hope you're right. We'll see. I guess we all just have to keep watching and, you know, I mean, don't give up. Keep calling in, guys. You got to call in your love. Tell them what you want to see. You know, if you want to see Christina, you have to call the hotline. Can I give out the hotline number or do you want me to give out the hotline number?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, it's code 312-671. 671-4583. I'm sorry, it's area code 323-671-453. Call GH and tell them that you want Ethan and Christina. You have to post on General Hospital's Facebook in the extra section. They look at that. They look at the General Hospital feedback. These are the things that they're looking at. So if you want it, you got to ask for it. And all we can do is just keep calling and keep posting our love and make it positive, you know. So hopefully they'll hear us.
So what do you guys think is going on in Jason's head?
Say that again.
What do you think is going on in Jason's head? Because he's having flashes.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if he's having some psychiatric issues now. I don't know. I feel so bad for him. And now Franco's on their tail, of course. So should be interesting.
Oh my God. Christy.
Yeah.
You still here?
They kicked me off. The switchboard kicked me off for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, but no, I think we just have to band together and, you know, And you can tell all you, Ethan and Christina little pals, about this show and tell them we want them together. We want Ethan and Christina together. I mean, give us a fucking good cover to watch, and I'm sorry for that, but you need to. You know,
I don't understand how they can say that Christina and Ethan is Christina's too young when they have Michael and Abby. What is she, 30-something?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm right there with you. I definitely agree with that because, to me, it's repulsive. The fact
it's
that he was a rape victim, he's a rape victim, and you're going to have a prostitute trying to help him. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I think it's just because he's a guy. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a guy's rule, like, on the show. They can get away with anything, and I've come to see that on General Hospital. It's like, okay, like you said, Michael is a former rape victim. First and foremost, I have a problem with that, too, because I think he should have talked to Elizabeth. That would have been
exactly.
Whatever. Two, it's like, I look at Michael and Abby, and for some strange reason, I keep flashing back to, do you guys remember when Lucky went to see that prostitute, Tammy?
Yes.
I remember that.
Okay, I kind of was thinking they were trying to redo something like that, and it took off in a whole different direction.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. That makes sense. I just, you know, well, you need, it just, what I don't like about it is, I guess she goes to Johnny, I think, tomorrow or Wednesday and tells him what's going on because she overheard Sonny and Michael, and it's like, okay, well, now they're going to try and put maybe are they chem testing for Johnny and Abby, which they actually have better backgrounds, but it's like, well, she doesn't like Michael with the mob in the first place. Why would she go to Johnny? That makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But see, that's the problem with the Michael and Abby situation. I feel like when you do a rape storyline, you have a certain responsibility.
Yes.
Have him, okay, a prostitute sex is going to heal his problems. It's so irresponsible.
That's
kind of killing General Hospital and soaps in general. It's just this irresponsibility that when you have these social issues, you don't address them the way they're supposed to be addressed.
That
was a big storyline because you can think about it. Elizabeth could have been a part of it. Robin could have been a part of it. Charlie could have went to either Robin and Elizabeth and said, look, I don't know what to do. Like, how should I help him through this? That was a great setup for all the major characters, quote unquote, who had something in common. Elizabeth was raped. Michael is Lucky's cousin, you know, stuff like that. They could have dived back into the Luke and Laura thing just a little bit, not touch on it, but says, well, you know, look, this is, you know, what happened. You know, if you feel this way or that way, you can always talk to, you know, your grandma. You know, she's somewhere in Brownstone. You know, or you can, you know, they could have been really, like, a
big story. It could have been powerful. Because it could have really made
people think.
Right, the breast cancer storyline with Monica, right? Now, you think about how many women watched that who probably had breast cancer and said, wow, this relates to me and I don't feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
They could reach out to people with that
story. And there's a lot of men who are coming forward and saying, yes, I've been raped before.
They could have broke that taboo. They could have broke that down.
Exactly, you guys.
And wait a minute,
you guys,
Jack's raped?
I think it would be awesome if Abby was actually turns to be working for Anthony all along inside the ELQ.
You know, but well,
yeah,
Mom, that just kills me.
You guys,
brought,
you got
what?
You have 1 minute
No. We have like 53 seconds. So this is saying come back Friday night, and if you guys are at a wedding or a funeral or something, just call in anyway because you don't want to miss a moment of Daytime After Dark because that would be very, very wrong. And Christy is also having Liaison Radio on Friday night, too, after my show.
Oh, Okay, thanks a lot for having me.
Oh, you know, you are so welcome anytime. And were you kind of mad with the covers today? I was happy about Amanda, you know, getting freed, but it was on all day today on TV. It was like the whole afternoon. One Life to Live was, you know, preempted, and Days of Our Life half in there. So they did not interrupt the new hospital, but I'm like, you know, I mean, for Seattle people, you know, it was a good day, but come on, stop interrupting my soaps.
Exactly.
People.
I agree.
I'm a little bit mad at you right now for not talking about this before the show ends. It was huge news for Downlight fans this weekend.
Okay.
It just cut off. I just saw it cut off. That's okay. That was cool.
Was
thanks,
crazy.
Carly. I'll talk to you soon, I guess.
I will. Yeah. If you don't have any fans, by then I call in.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks. I'll post it and pass the word.
Cool, thanks.
But you guys,
the rest of you, we can stay for overtime, but
yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So I can tell you the news.
Yes, okay, tell us. Okay.
Procter & Gamble sold all the rights to Gunlight as well turns Another World in Search for Tomorrow.
Right.
Wait, slow down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Procter & Gamble sold the rights to Search for Tomorrow, as the World Turns, Gunlight, Another World, and Edge of Night. Now,
oh, wow.
But this is still developing because they sold the rights to a Broadway video production. So they're going to, like, find a home, and I guess from what was being brought over to the news feeds and stuff, they're going to, like, re-show what was already taped. So it's, like, reruns that they're seeing over like, in Italy and stuff like that. But still,
oh, cool.
That's the step. So they're still developing. It's still breaking news. Everything is coming in at once, but... yeah, this was huge. Like, this dropped on Saturday. Like,
oh,
wow.
That's major. But you know what? It just shows you the stupidity of soaps, because they should have put soap reruns on DVD a long time ago. Just like they did with the TV shows. They got smart and they started to put them on DVD. They should have done that years ago.
So, I was, like, holding it in. Like, I was, like, so excited. I was, like, oh, my God. And I did jump to conclusions, like, on Facebook, but then somebody broke it down to me, and I was, like, oh, but still, like, this is good news. Like,
yeah.
I'm praying that the online network, that's where it's going to be for One Life to Live and All My Children, maybe, just maybe, you know, maybe everybody's going to be happy. I mean, we got the ABC fans are happy. Now the CBS fans are happy, and as well as NBC, because Another World. I mean, people get to see Another World again. You know?
Yeah.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
This is huge.
I've got to hang up because my battery is running dead, but tonight was a great show.
Okay, thanks. So, let me know, like, if any other news come in, just email me and let me know.
Okay.
Thank you,
guys, and I hope you guys all call in Friday.
Oh,
I will.
Bye.
Okay,
so
now, I know. Okay, so Candace is still here. Alda is still here. So, no, I just think that I feel really positive right now, and it's like a good place to be right now and in my little head, but I'm sure you guys don't really want to be in my head, because being in my head is a very confusing place. But,
did you see what Lone Star Mama said in the chat room?
Yep.
She says she figured out the puzzle that Silas, you know, Silas has been saying, like, you know, watch all the scenes with Jason, Sam, Liz, Beth, whoever. She says she figured it out, and she thinks that Sam really has Jake, or knows where Jake is.
I would not
with the connection that I said. But remember, I said Sam probably knows, but Helena probably has a bigger clue. Helena's probably behind all of this. It's going to be a puppet master, right?
Wait. Who's behind this?
Helena. Think about okay.
Yeah, well,
now we heard the Franco twist. Now we heard the Franco twist. Now think about this. Just walk with me. Walk down my line. Franco and AJ, who has Jake, okay? Wouldn't it be a twist if Franco said, well, you did the same thing to me with my child, took him away?
Okay, I'm feeling really sick if it's AJ, but...
Think about this. What if Helena, like, is really seriously AJ and Helena? I mean, think about it. AJ goes after Jason, takes Jake, okay? Who's the first person you would assume would have Jake? Sam. Helena probably is, like, looking at Sam and, like, oh, poor Sam, da-da-da-da, and start playing mind games with her. Hence why Jason and Liz are in Windermere in a cabin somewhere or some other room, a secretive room, and let Sam listen to their whole conversation. Sam has a mental breakdown. And then here comes Helena saying, poor Sam, don't you want to do some damage? That's when we get some fight scenes. And somebody's going to have to die at the end.
Okay. My one problem with that theory is I also think that either Anthony is behind this too. I believe it's, in my view, I think Helena, yes, Helena has always hated the Spencers, but has hated Liz. And Anthony has always had it off with Jason. So what would the two most evil bad people at Posadas do this? I mean, we all know that Helena would say, look up for a fall anytime she could do it. And we all know Anthony, you know, is a crazy little bastard that needs to go down. And in my opinion, I think we will see some really good scenes in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you think that Sam is in it with Helena?
Okay, you know what?
I know something about Jake, and I think what it is that it could be that she knows that he's still alive, or it could be something else. Like, she might not know that Jake is still alive, but it's something. Like, I can't feel that puzzle part.
But I do think, because if you go back to the day Jake died, oh, supposed to death, because I've never said on this that Jake is dead, and Terry and Christy can attest to that. But what if Sam did this right along? Because Sam had known all along, and, you know, all of a sudden, she's with Dante figuring out this thing. But there was a window of opportunity for that bitch to set something in motion and known it all along. I mean, come on, Sam thought Jake was the biggest threat in her life. And remember way back when Sam said to Liz, I'm going to make sure that everyone in your life hates you. People need to remember that too. Sam did say this, you know, so I really think that Sam has behind this too.
She may be. I wouldn't put it past her because she hates Jake.
Yep. How can you hate a little cute little boy, though? I mean, I'm sorry, but I think, you know,
she wanted to hate it. She wanted him.
No, I know that, but I just said, how can you want a little cute little boy that is just so cute and everything. You know, I hate it. You know, I hate Sam. I will go down saying that, you know, Sam needs to go, and I hope she goes soon. And, you know, and I really hope Duty Soap is a, you know, breakout hippo hoop, you know, and Dilma by acid you in the dough. That's how I feel. I mean,
don't talk about
Sam.
Me, don't talk about that show around me. I'm so mad about something that I saw last night on that show. And I don't want to talk about it.
What?
On Dirty Soap, I don't want to talk about it, but I do like the show, but I don't like Farrah Fast. I don't like how she's treating
my call. Me either.
I feel like giving him a hug, like, and I don't even like him like that. Like, I really just want to give him a hug and say, look, it's okay to stay in New York. It's okay. Like,
yeah,
we'll find a place together. Because,
Zone Paul should be in my place, not your place, because I love Zone Paul. And I feel fear should not be. But you know what I want to know, though? I want to know why. Kristen and Farrah hate each other now. I want to know what the real reason behind that is.
What, Farrah and Kristen?
Yes.
About a boy.
What boy?
Allegedly, Kristen's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, was Farrah's ex-boyfriend, and, yeah, they shared a guy. Pretty much, that was it.
Oh.
Yeah, you know,
so
the teenage stuff.
That's why
and
they had such animosity towards
and
each other?
An ego.
Well,
an
hey,
ego.
Till, you're on the line, or are you falling asleep on us?
Who?
Terry.
Oh,
Terry.
She fell asleep again. She fell asleep again on us.
Aww.
Oh, Terry. Her work must be exhausting.
Well, today was the first day her new job. So, yeah. Terry, Antonio Bada Jr. is coming on the show. Okay, fine.
That didn't work.
I know I thought it would work, but it didn't work, and yeah. So is everyone happy that we are doing a Monday show? Because of, you know, my little girlfriend Silas is doing his show on Monday night too, and people are starting to feel conflicted.
Well, I'm happy that you're doing a Monday show.
Okay.
I feel bad for you. You have a lot of competition from Silas' show going out at the same time.
But we won't have any more competition Friday nights anymore.
That's true.
You won't.
Yay!
Yeah, this is going to be so good. Me and Melissa are going to call in to the show, and both of us are going to be drunk.
Oh!
Yeah!
How drunk will you be?
If I can get Melissa to, that would be awesome if I can get drunk with Melissa Archer.
Okay, if you get Melissa, okay. Before you get drunk, can you tell? Melissa, also what a big Natalie fan I am, and how much I love Natalie.
But she's going on to the online version, right?
I know, but I would love to interview her on the show.
Okay. I'm going to be clipping. Don't worry, I'm going to be clipping the show. But like I said, if I call in and I'm like, hey, and you hear loud music in the back, that means something's up.
Well, you know, you deserve it. You totally did. And, you know, I would not normally tell people to get drunk, but I'm saying that, you know, I mean, and if you just have a couple of glasses of wine for me,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you who else was added to this little gala, but it's one of your favorite boyfriends.
Okay,
I'm not talking about Bradford. I'm not talking about Bradford because I'm going to see him pretty soon, too.
You're going to see Bradford pretty soon?
Yeah, I'm going to see him in a couple of weeks in New York. They're doing a Chris Tuck concert. I'm sorry, breathe.
Okay, you know, okay, fine. You know what? If you get Scott Weaves on here, yeah.
What would I get if I get Steve Burton on the show?
What would you get? Okay.
My first.
Okay, you can be. Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to get with any of my co-hosts, but if you get anyone, Mazu, you can co-host whenever you feel like it when Terry has to work.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, and Christy, you know, I love you, but if Candace can pull this off of me, you know, you understand.
I'm working behind the scenes, Carly. You don't even know. You don't even know half the people I already emailed about the show. It's huge.
I am gonna be up late thinking this. This is not good.
Do you want me to tell you who I might be seeing too this coming weekend?
Why not?
Carol Melissa. Okay. His name starts with a T and it's a saint in the middle and it's a jaunt at the end.
Okay, my mind's blanking. But
are you serious?
Yes, my mind. Yeah. I got like an hour and a half sleep last night.
I didn't.
Thank you.
30 minutes. Because I'm trying to figure out which outfits I'm wearing. This is huge. Mm-hmm. This is a huge deal for me. And I don't know why. I've been doing these events for a long time. But I don't know. This one is different.
Okay, how? I mean, I'm busy. And if this is too personal, you can tell me a setup. But how in the hell are you affording all this?
Because I saved my money like a good girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
It didn't cost much.
These events, like, I swear up and down, like, and I know a lot of people don't believe me when I say it, but these events really don't cost a lot. Like, I know right now we're in a economy situation, but literally these events will let you do payments. And my thing, this event that I'm going to was like $100.
That's not bad.
No. And the fact of the matter is that I know some people who will say, hey, okay, you can come on next. Like I said, I don't brag about it and anything. I'm like a typical soap fan. It's just I take it to a whole new level because I'm more of a respective soap fan.
Yeah, you are.
Like a crazy stalker fan, like somebody. And this was another thing that broke out this weekend. I don't know if y'all guys heard about John Driscoll's situation.
What happened? I heard something, but I didn't hear, like, everything.
Okay, so apparently alleged fan claimed that John Driscoll, who, for those who don't know him, used to play Coupon Gown Light and was Chancellor Yana Rockless, and said that he fathered her baby. He took a paternity test. This was reported on TMZ.com. And pretty much they were supposed to show up in court September 13th. He didn't, but he filed a restraining order and everything. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and this was a fan, so this is my right thing. If you're a fan of an actor or actress, there is a fine line between reality and reality that you see on the TV show. Like, I've known John for a long time. So, and he is engaged to his very lovely girlfriend, Beth. And it just drives me crazy because it's like I see these fans at these events, and some of them are really cool. They're really cool.
Yeah.
But then you have fans like at the All My Children event a couple of years ago that followed Cameron Mattson in the bathroom with his kids. Like
what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Followed him and his kids in the bathroom. He had to call security.
That is
like
bad.
Yeah, it's like those fans are reasons that some of these soap stars don't even do public events. And I know, Carly, you don't like her, but Kelly Monaco was a victim of one of them. I mean, somebody saw her all the way to her house.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I feel bad for things like that. That's, you know, yeah. I feel bad because people are like, Liz is, I mean, Rebecca's kids. They, some kids were taunting on the playground. And come on. Leave the little kids alone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, I know, Yummy, I know Stephanie got saved, you know who. So, is he still with Tom Philby, you know, who played Jonathan, or were they never together, or was that just one of those rumored romances that people heard?
They were actually together. I got to talk a little quiet. They were actually together, and then they broke up.
Okay. Well, I just, because for a while in magazines, they would talk about each other. And then, it stopped that. So I was always just wondering. And Terry's a big fan of Jonathan and Tammy. Terry, we are talking about Jonathan and Tammy.
That was hot. They were still hot. Yeah. That was the hottest couple ever. I'm sorry. And I'm not just saying that, but they were hot.
They were.
They really did. This makes me can't wait to see John White again. Like, please let them stop with a jammy clip. Wherever they find a new home at. Like, let them be like...
You know what I have been surprised with this deal? That, the guy that played Zoss and, all those other actors, number one, two, any of the other soap. That's what surprised me.
I think Robert Newman, the one who plays Josh, wanted to do theater. So that's just, a lot of, Ron Raines, he always wanted to do Broadway, and he's on Follies on Broadway, and he's amazing.
Cool.
So, yeah. Good to see my dad, too. I always call him my dad.
I wonder where Kim Zimmel is. Does anyone know if Kim Zimmel is going to Pass the Park? The online
deal. Would you like me to find out?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be seeing her. Okay.
Yeah, because, I love how, I love that, she is Rex's mom, but she's still less Roxy. I love that between them. And, I just think Kim Zimmer is really good and I was always surprised that Kim Zimmer didn't go to General Hospital or AMC after Days of Her Life.
I don't think she wanted to stick to her New York roots.
Yeah.
Make sure you just look at my Facebook, my Facebook page, because in case I don't call on Friday, I'm going to be posting stuff.
Oh, okay, I will. Okay, Terry had dropped... Christy had dropped.
Oh, so it's just you and me.
No, Alda's here. Alda?
Yeah.
But no, you really have to, have a good time with these events, but, get a little... So this is the All My Children's... event that you're going to this weekend, or is it One Life to Live?
It's One Life to Live.
Okay, well,
it used to be Gown Light Weekend, but One Life to Live is taking over the one event, and then there's the bowling event on Sunday with people from Gown Light as well turns One Life to Live and former cast of All My Children, but I don't know who from All My Children yet. I'm thinking Ricky Paul Golden.
Okay. You just mentioned my other little boyfriend.
He's like my brother. Like, seriously, he's like, every time he sees me, he calls me Candy. And I'm like, thanks, Ricky.
Yeah, well, tell Ricky that, you know, he needs to do something nice for his little sister, like coming on this show, because, you know, I've always had,
Chriselle,
you know,
Amanda.
Yeah, so I, you know, I need the husband to come on. You know, is Ricky Paul going to AMC?
I can find out. I'll find out.
Yeah,
I'll give you the lowdown. I'll call in, let's see. When am I coming? If I don't call Friday, I will try to call on Monday show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so how many days will you be in New York for?
Until next Tuesday, Wednesday? Yeah, something like that. So, yeah.
So you have to take the plane and...
I take the bus. It only takes like 3 hours.
Oh my...
Baltimore, yeah.
Well, you know, you're braver than I am because my one weird experience with Greyhound, yeah, we were stuck on him for like 5 hours. And, you know, it was not the best, you know, thing. But, I mean, if it takes 3 hours, that is really good. And so you stay at a hotel or you just
I'm staying with one of my friends up there, so... It kind of worked out. It was like, okay, cool, we'll be up there. So, yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I think it's so good that they are doing these fan club weekends. The only thing I wish they would start doing is things for, like, the West Coast. Yeah, they go to L.A., but they don't come to Seattle. We never get any good people.
Well, I can tell you this now. If you go to Ricky Paul Golden's fan book page and his Twitter, pretty much said, like, at the event, the Goodbye to Palm Valley event that they had, like, a couple of weeks ago in New York, he had to turn people away. So he's now asking, in case he does it again, where do people want him to have it at?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's actually taking notice. So if you want Seattle, tell him Seattle. If you want Ohio.
Okay, yeah. Oh, did you guys hear about saying the subject? Alexis Stewart, Martha Stewart's daughter wrote this really, really, really bad tale all about her mom?
Yeah.
Says her mom ignored her on the holiday, never have food in the house. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But hey, Kelly, my
daddy's
gonna die.
Yeah, mine too. So you guys call back in on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, night guys.
Night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.